If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, by the way, this is from many, many people in the Rico audience. Mr. Hoffman, I do have a question for you, and a lot of people want me to ask you this question, so I can't wait to ask you. But a couple of weeks ago, I queried, who do you trust more, Edwin Diaz or Devin Williams? And you shocked the Rico audience by saying Devin Williams. And I reminded you, you know what? Edwin Diaz hasn't blown a save. He's been mostly reliable, and Devin Williams is a mess. A lot of people want to know if there is an update to your answer. Who do you trust more, Edwin Diaz or the recently job-lost Devin Williams?
There's no way I can't trust Edwin Diaz at the moment more than Devin Williams. He's been terrible. I still think at the end of the day, Devin Williams will get his job back, and he will be the lights-out closer that we've seen over the past few years. But right now, yeah, there's no doubt. I don't want to see Devin Williams right now.
Speaking of Devin Williams, I ask you this because this came up on the Evan and Tiki radio program, and it's more of a Rico topic than it is an Evan and Tiki topic. But we were talking about Devin Williams, and this relates to the Mets because during the offseason, you wanted Devin Williams badly, as did I. Like, I was totally in favor of trading for Devin Williams. Like, I remember us sitting here putting together trade proposals, and it was going to cost a lot. Joel Sherman even suggested the other day that there's a chance the Yankees could say, this isn't working. We have faith in some of our bullpen arms. Let's trade Devin Williams. So hypothetically, I'm going to throw three Mets-Yankees Devin Williams trades at you and tell me what you would say to each of these. Are you ready?
If one includes Jeff McNeil, it's 100% yes.
Jeff McNeil for Devin Williams.
Yes.
Okay. Brett Beatty for Devin Williams.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now we're going to get tricky. You ready to get tricky?
Is it Brandon Nimmo?
No. I said realistic. That's not happening.
Okay. All right. Give me tricky.
Luis Angel Acuña.
No.
For Devin Williams.
No, not our starting second baseman. No chance.
I get you.
Not even close. I wouldn't even give, like, let the Yankees borrow Luis Angel Acuña's cleats right now. That's how good he is. Okay?
No chance. Hey, he's been great. You know, I threw that out on the air, and at first I'm like, yeah, I'd consider it because I'm not buying that Devin Williams is cooked. I'm just not. You know, I'm not buying that Pete Alonso's home run off of him in the wild card series just broke the guy. And I'm also not fully buying yet that he can't handle New York. I think he's going to straighten himself out too. So we happen to be two people that just don't think it's going to be that bad for him. And I think the Mets are going to need bullpen help. Like, if I'm projecting towards July, I think we're going to be talking about, hey, wouldn't it be great if they could add a high-end reliever? So I would love Devin Williams on the Mets, as unrealistic as it is. And when I mentioned the Acuna trade, I thought about it a little bit. Even on the air, I was like, well, they got Mauricio, they got McNeil, they got Chet Williams. Like, they can make it work in terms of the roster that they have. And that part's true. But the more you watch this kid play, the more you think, I can't trade this guy. He has a chance to win Rookie of the Year. He steals bases, a real threat to steal bases, which the Mets don't have a lot of on their roster. They've got guys who can steal bases. Francisco Lindor can steal bases. Starling Marte can still steal bases. But they don't have a guy like Acuna that as soon as he gets on, it's like that guy's going to steal a base. And his at-bats have been so good, and his defense has been so good. So no, I would not make the trade either, but
It's kind of like last year if you would have said, hey, let's trade Mark Vientos for so-and-so. You can't do it. Mark Vientos turned into the everyday third baseman. Like, he earned that job, and it wasn't – and honestly, from what I heard from his bat, like, that's what we were going to see in the majors. It was more about a question about his defense. His defense was fine. So you can't get rid of Luis Angel Acuna. You can't get rid of Mark Vientos right now, even though I will say, defense has been very shoddy at third base recently.
Yeah. He's been bad. And honestly, I think Brett Beatty, in the time he's played third base, which he did in game three of this series, has looked better at third base. Unfortunately, Brett Beatty isn't hitting. And I know this was his first game back, so it's only one game, but he doesn't have unlimited amount of time. Because even in this situation right now with Jesse Winker out and Beatty being the guy who I thought was the obvious call-up, if he doesn't hit, he's not going to play. Like, this is a meritocracy. Like, it's not just, oh, well, there's an opportunity. Go, let's play Brett Beatty for two more months. No. I mean, right now, when you're looking at the best options the Mets have, Luis Angel Acuna should be their second baseman. Brandon Nimmo should play, I guess, a little bit of left field and DH. And Jeff McNeil could play left field and DH. Not that Jeff McNeil's the greatest option in the world. The point is, it's not unlimited time for Brett Beatty.